dollars now.
No idea where it comes from. Getting back to the child with the cold, I suppose he was, he lost his voice. He'd be done a lot to say, "You're very
hoarse."
Hoarse.
Yes.
And he might develop a just a cough. Is that
yes.
And if
his could, throat, they might say hack.
Hack. And if he couldn't swallow some medicine, he said, "Well, he just couldn't
take it."
And how about working in the field on a hot day? Say he certainly worked up a
sweat.
And to continue the life process from beginning to end, how about would you describe death and funerals, things like that?
Yes. We knew nothing about a funeral home or a funeral director. There was none. When somebody died, they laid them out home. They laid them out on a flat board. They usually had them up. I mean, they'd use what we call saw horses, where you lay boards across them to saw. They'd lay these boards across them, and they'd put a quilt or a blanket or whatever they had over this, and they'd lay them, they laid them out. Then they closed their eyes, they put money on their eyes, silver. Why? Now, I don't know why of this. I don't know why it had to be silver, but it was. Maybe this was something that they thought kept the eyes closed, I don't know. But and then the caskets were made. I remember when they made the caskets. There was one shop in the community where the man had the tools to make caskets, and people were very particular to keep certain kinds of lumber, good lumber, that they had to make these caskets out of. And I remember the ladies of the community, when the men would get the caskets made, then they would cover them. Somebody would have to go into town and get the material, and they would cover them. They were usually black.
On the outside?
Yes. Uh-huh. They put this black cloth on the outside, then they would line them with white. And if it was a baby, they usually used white on the outside too. It would be white, but for an adult, it would be a black casket. I remember making them. I watched them when I was little. But somebody in the community always, and you never thought of paying for such a thing. If everybody who got a hold of some lumber that was good enough to make a casket out of, they would put it up in their barn. They would keep it because they knew sooner or later somebody was going to need it. And everybody knew that this lumber would be available if somebody died.
I see. What would make the lumber?
That's one thing I don't know. I don't know what kind of trees they used. I really don't know.
I suppose, especially hard.
It would be hardwood, yes. Definitely hardwood, no pine.
Were general terms ever used for death? You go to a widow who would say, "I'm sorry your husband died," and say, "I'm sorry to hear
passed away."
And do you ever hear any crude or joking terms for death?
Like what?
Well, you picked the bucket.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
let's see. Well, that was one. I have heard that. There was some joking terms. I can't remember them now.
And after the casket is made, then would you describe the